This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've joined the conversation about the good stuff, conversation that matters on the news talk radio station you're listening to. It is all about what's going on in the world and conversation, you know, that kind of highlights the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people. And I'm trying to be, I've tried to set the tone over the years to be nice on the air. You can be nice. You can be ambitious. There are a lot of people who say, he's, you know, people like Jeff Bezos who give accomplishment a bad name because he's such a jerk. But then there are plenty of people that run good businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses that are good, nice, positive people.
Kind, respectful.
Yeah, right.
Who are kind by choice, not just because somebody, whoever they're talking to, can do something for them.
Right. Exactly. So it's the, just kind of the tone that's set as much as anything else. So I think some people call us influencers, right? We are leaders when it comes to helping mold people's minds. I hope that's not the case. I'll tell you what's on my mind. Jay will tell you what's on her mind with regard to some of these issues. And then after that, you should be able to make up your own mind. You shouldn't have to listen to me. I believe that what Doug said was right, or I believe him, so therefore that's what I believe. That's the last thing I want you to do. The first thing, and the thing you should always be doing yourself and with your family, teaching your children to think. There's a song by Crosby, Stills, and Nash that was around a long time ago. We've been talking about generations here. Those of us who are in that generation, the best generation, the boomer generation, we remember Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And that's what you need to do. Teach your children to think for themselves, to be themselves, and not to be you. Because, you know, none of us are perfect, but I think it's best. You'll find it best. I think I found it best. My daughter reminds me all the time when we don't agree. The other night on the phone, she said to me, Dad, I think it's time for the... We were talking about something that is not important what we were talking about, but she said, Dad, I think it's time for me to give Miles a bath because I don't want to get into an argument about me, but I so disagree mm-hmm. with what you're saying,
agree
right?
Agree to disagree.
Yeah, exactly. And she says, remember... You always said I should think for myself, so here I am, thinking for myself. Da 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 da. Anyway, this is a Dutch milestone. A quarter of a million, this is really among the best news of the day, all of this plastic that's been cleared from the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch is obviously in the Pacific, thank you, duh. 220,000 pounds of plastic have been picked up since August of last year. So, you know, that's how many tons? Like 100,000 tons of plastic. Can you imagine we have that much crap, that much garbage? That's the combined
it
weight.
It finds its way into the ocean.
Right. Well, that's because everybody throws
there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. This is filling up. It's like filling up a couple of Boeing 737s. That's what this imagine what we've all talked about with regard to the animals that live in the sea, the beings that are there that are sucking this stuff up. Wasn't it last year they found a whale beached who was dead because he couldn't breathe because his lungs were all filled with plastic bottles and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate.
So sad.
Yep. So they're working on it, and that's a good thing. It's too bad that it exists, but that's part of progress, I guess, much as anything else. Okay, speaking of progress, generation, let's discuss a little bit about what you and James. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, and he's a kid. He's a kid. I can say he's a kid, and he can say, well, he is. You know,
he's a baby goat?
Thank you. That's it. Jay's turning it around on me because I don't like to use the term kid because it does refer to a baby goat. He is a young man of what? You 23, 24? How old are you, James? 23, okay. Young whippersnapper, still wet behind the ears, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Cannot legally rent a vehicle.
No, you can't do a lot of things legally. But the thing that you and Jay, James, you and Jay talking about what each of the generations stands for. So I then started nosing around a little bit here, and I was looking at Generation Z. They call themselves Gen Zers. And what it is I am critical of millennials all the time. Millennials are difficult, they're selfish, they just, in my mind, as a, you know, people might say to me, oh, that's kind of a gross generalization, because not everyone is like that, and that's true. It is a gross generalization, but I find it too much, too often to be true, that millennials are irresponsible, they don't really care about work, or providing even for themselves. They figure, if I don't like this job, I'll drop it and go somewhere else. And that happens a whole lot. And if you're an employer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So now we turn our attention to Generation Z. There's a survey out of young workers. Because we have this labor shortage, companies are trying to figure out how to keep employees. Right? Makes sense. As a business person, you want to know how to keep employees happy or to keep them, you know, what you saw the ad. Remember the ads that were out there for Amazon? You know, you can work any time of the day or not. I want a job where I can work any time. The next guy says, I want a job that pays for my education. The next guy says, I want to get time, you know, and it was all, hey, go to Amazon. You can get all that stuff. Okay. Well, that wasn't done in the dark. That was done after they did a serious review of what it is that you need to do for employees to keep them there. Because it's expensive to train new employees. If you don't have enough employees, it's expensive because you can't service the people who are the lifeblood. You don't have customers. You don't make any money. And your company dies. And so I'm not saying that every Gen Zer is asking for this, but survey after survey says that they want, this is, it's about me, I want a club membership. I want to be able to work from anywhere. I want my job to be flexible. I want to be able to be creative. That would, so, okay, not every job is creative. Not every job allows you to work from home or anywhere. Not every job is going to be able to provide you with club memberships. But think about yourself and your pride. Are you better off to be collecting or be on the dole or not working or living off your parents? How many people? James, you still live at home or you live in an apartment by yourself? Has his own apartment. Okay. How many people do you know? You're on the air. We can hear you when you're saying that, right? Because I can hear you, but you can go on the air. So how many of your friends your age are still living at home?
I've got four or five friends that are still living at home, like by themselves. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, you mean by themselves, but
with their parents. Yeah, yeah.
With their parents. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, and but is that, would you say that was the norm, or would you say that was the exception with people where you are down there in Dallas?
You know, with the how things are going on with the housing market and all that stuff, and like rent being so high, I mean, some places it's like $3,000 to get a 2-bedroom apartment. You know, it's crazy.
In Dallas?
I'm so serious.
Woo!
Serious. it gets hard. I mean, I understand the incentives to stay with your parents. I could never. I don't want to stay with my parents. I'm not going to lie. I've grown out of that.
Good.
I'm currently living with my parents.
Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Jesus,
I'm loving
it.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Doris.
Right now.
All right.
No, but that's a lot of people. Whether they are laid off, and this isn't even just a Gen Z or millennial thing. If people are laid off, or they're going through a divorce, or some big life change, my husband and I were living at my parents' for the summer because we sold a house and we found that it would be a lot easier to sell a house and then focus on purchasing a house rather than doing both at the same time. Which we've been there, done that before, and when you have those types of contingencies, especially in Nashville, where there are so many businesses buying up properties to turn into Airbnb for the bachelor and bachelorette parties. It was just kind of like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and we're hoping to be back by the fall. But you know what? It's been great.
Yeah. Huh. And your parents have loved it too. I'm sure, especially with Mac there, your son.
Yeah. We have a cute little baby that helps us. That's our rent.
That's it. 16 past the hour in a moment. A man is accused of fatally stabbing a teenager. What's that story? We'll have it after this.
Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, it's 18 after the hour. So here's this 17-year-old boy who was killed. Four other people were wounded. This guy stabs them as the group was tubing down the Apple River in Wisconsin. The 52-year-old suspect is from Minnesota. Both of them were from Minnesota. It appears they knew each other, right? And this is about a woman. Is this an argument about a woman?
There were multiple people stabbed. Only the teen died. There was four survivors, one woman, three men, and the person right after the stabbing, the suspect, ran off. But because there were witnesses that saw the stabbing and then other people who were able to identify this person later on, he was taken into custody, but it's still under investigation. They are not sure what happened.
Wow. Imagine that, huh? Think about those circumstances and how many crazy people there are in the world. Good God. Speaking of crazy, here's this guy. A new Australian senator took aim at the Queen by calling her a colonizer as this woman was reciting the oath of allegiance to the Queen. She's the head of state in Australia, as you know. This woman's name is Lydia Thorpe. She's an Aboriginal. Matter of fact, I think she's the first Aboriginal Australian senator, right?
Yes, yeah. And one of the other senators was like, no, you're not a senator if you don't do it properly. You need to do this again. Do it right. Have some respect.
And?
So she had to do it again to officially become a senator, but you know what? Good for her for saying what she wanted to say. And
well, but the Queen isn't a colonizer. The Queen may be related in some way, shape, or form to colonization that was done hundreds of years ago. The British were among the most bloodthirsty, you know, you think about the Brits.
But doesn't that go along with the whole guilty by association mentality?
It's like reparations here in America, where people want to pay people that are living now, people who never owned slaves, the thought is to pay people who never were slaves for being in families that had slaves. Come on, it's nonsense. Anyway, that's another thing moving along here. 21 after the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to go into the social media trending box and find out what the latest is from Chris Rock, who has been speaking out after the Will Smith video apology. So Will Smith, a couple of days ago, released a video apologizing to Chris Rock, talking about what was going on in his life. And Chris Rock came back, "Everybody is an effing victim." Because kind of, that's, right? I mean, that's
He is kind of turning himself into a victim. Although, I do like what Chris Rock also said.
What do you mean? Will Smith is turning himself into a victim. Yeah, all this going, yeah, right.
Yeah,
come on,
but I like what Chris Rock
man
said.
Man up.
He's like, anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face.
Right. Okay. Hello. Okay, so there's that. Chris Rock is like, hey, okay, as far as I'm concerned, I've always thought he was just a funny guy. Here's Dua Lipa, who's not funny, but she's a singer, has quite a following. I don't know that much about her music. I couldn't pick her. If I was on Beats Shazam and one of her songs came on, right, I wouldn't be able to tell whether it was her or Julie Andrews.
Fantastic.
Is she?
Oh,
okay.
Yes, there is a big difference between Dua Lipa and Julie Andrews.
Oh, there is, okay.
Dua Lipa is absolutely fantastic. She is apologizing, however, for a recent concert where unauthorized fireworks, somebody somehow snuck in fireworks into the crowd and started setting them off. And a lot of people were videotaping this thinking that it was part of the show. And then, you know, some others who first initially start hearing it, and tensions are high, you hear any kind of loud, sudden noises. Some people do get scared and tense up or run, and a couple people were hurt. Nobody was injured too badly or anything like that, but mm-hmm. She did take it upon herself to apologize that it even happened.
Yeah. I don't know. People need to get a life. So what's the story with Beyonce? and the lyrics on her new Renaissance album, The Backlash Here, group of people who, once again, we have a problem. We have a chip on our shoulder. Everybody's got a problem. So what's the problem here?
She's considered a derogatory slang word, and people are just coming for her and saying that that's not okay to use, so she is going back into the studio and re-recording the lyric.
What, spastic is a word? Spastic is the word. Right?
No, it is derived from spastic. It is a slang word for it, which is considered derogatory against anyone disabled. Lizzo actually went through this, where she went back into the studio and re-recorded the line. The same, she used the same word as well.
Do we not? We can't use the word.
I'm not going to.
I don't. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. I don't know. Right? Okay, so there's more of that stuff. The Biebs is performing for the first time. He had that Ramsey Hunt diagnosis, and now he seems to be okay, right? This was a pretty serious health scare.
Yeah, it was. It seemed like he and his wife have been having a tough year of different things, and this latest time was his turn. But he was able to hit the stage in Italy and getting back on his tour and performing, and it seems like he's pretty much recovered, which is great.
Yeah. Good. All right, if you're a Biebs fan, that's good news for you. All the good news is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but past the passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kansas voters on Tuesday decided not to amend the state constitution, keeping abortion legal. It was the first test post-Roe at the state level since the Supreme Court handed rules back to the states. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Taiwanese president in Taipei Wednesday, now more than ever, America's solidarity with Taiwan is crucial.
With the Taiwan Relations Act, America made a bedrock promise to always stand with Taiwan.
Chinese officials are warning airlines to avoid airspace near Taiwan, the alert describing six areas in the region as danger zones.
It's time for Dodger Baseball!
After 67 years of announcing Dodgers baseball games, Vin Scully died in Los Angeles Tuesday at 94. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
With the Democrats' new green spending bill, somehow called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, because we're currently in a recession, Steve Moore is an economics expert and a senior writer for the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Moore on Fox News explains just how devastating this will be for our country.
I do not understand why Joe Manchin sold out his own state. He thinks somehow this is going to lead to more coal and oil and gas production. Are you kidding me? With the EPA and the Interior Department of Joe Biden, who wants to kill those industries, that ain't going to happen. This is the fourth major bill, as you just said, that massively increases the amount of green energy funding. We get about 6 or 7% of our energy from wind and solar power. It's completely insignificant, and this will hurt our oil and gas industry. It's going to give all this money to the climate change industrial complex. How are we going to win the race for the cure for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and cancer and ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease if we're taking money out of an industry that saves lives?
The Senate overwhelmingly signed off Tuesday on legislation designed to aid veterans fighting diseases linked to toxic exposure from burn pits. The final vote was 86 yeas, 11 nays. The United States imposed sanctions on Russian President Vladimir Putin's reported romantic partner Tuesday. She was among 13 Russian nationals added to the Treasury Department sanctions list. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are being banned from sacred sites for being nuisances. Ah, really?
Yeah, good nuisance. For them.
Yeah.
Not the TikTok.
Good for
people,
the nuisances
the
or good for the people
good
in
Good for the people who are banning them. Because nobody can just be okay with taking a selfie or asking somebody to take a picture. No, they've got to set up their camera and do this TikTok dance with the monks in the background in Nepal or something like that. Like, come on, man.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour now, back in the groove, if you will, of world affairs, local affairs, whatever is going on. Hopefully all these conversations that we have matter to you. It is it's a good day when we spend time together. Here's something that's good, Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here. The story... There's good and bad in the story. First of all, there's a discussion of suicide that probably comes out of this with some of you. If you or you, somebody in your circle, you know, somebody who's got a problem, there's a new number to dial. Remember, I think we started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, 988. Call 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can also call the network, which was known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can text HOME to 741741. You can visit speakingofsuicide.com because there are resources there. So here's the story of an 8-year-old girl in Wisconsin who's raising money for suicide prevention as she's trying to process her father's suicide. Her name is Kylie Brunette. Her father passed away a year or so ago. A few months ago, her mother sat with her daughter to talk about how her father died. Imagine, put yourself in this position. Mm-hmm. Could you do this as a parent with one of your children or all of them?
Well, it's definitely age-related. Like when this happened, when she lost her father, she was six, and she was asking questions, but the mom would just say, the police are still trying to figure it out. She would kind of deflect it. And then she would tell her eventually, well, he died, and we'll talk about it when you get a little bit older. And then a couple years go by, and kids are teasing her and picking on her about the fact that her dad passed away and she doesn't know anything. And so her mom consulted a child psychologist and a therapist and asked, is it time to give her the details? How in depth should I go at this age of eight? And they came up with a plan, and her daughter came home from school the one day, and they went and sat in bed, and they had this honest but age-appropriate discussion. And so her daughter wanting to also raise awareness and prevention, has a lemonade stand.
So sweet. It really is. Think about this. The best way to envision this is put yourself in that position if you can. Imagine you have this going on and you need to talk to your child about it. As she said, I miss everything about him. I miss him telling silly jokes. I miss him bringing me to school. I miss him tucking me in at night. Imagine being that age.
He was at every single soccer game. She was an avid soccer player, and he would always love taking her to the games, was at every single game.
Yeah, rough.
And she wants to donate all of her funds and wants to just do something that she says that even though she couldn't necessarily help her dad, and she understands that concept at such a young age that this wasn't on her, she still wants the funds to go to help others.
Good for her. What her life will be like without her father, but she's learning about it, and that's a great way. I just think there's so many great stories like that, so many people. It's a sad story, true story, something we all need to be able to deal better than we do deal with a lot of things like this. Here's some other dad news. Elon Musk says that he's not proud of his son because he's fat.
His dad, Elon Musk, is a billionaire, and he cannot get his own father's approval because his dad just says he doesn't have
You're
much
fat.
To be proud of with his son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
76-year-old. What's his father's name? Kylie. What's his father's name? Oh, Errol Musk. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So he's talking about his
son. In Australia and just, like, totally spilled these details.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. I mean, who thinks like that, or who talks like, even if you think it, you don't talk about it in a circumstance like that. I wouldn't think it was. I mean, it's not even kind. Hey.
Yeah,
okay.
He points out his son is strongly built, but he's been eating badly lately, and he needs to focus on some weight loss control.
Maybe he's been to too many Subway sandwich shops. Here's the story in all the fat news of a Subway super fan who won free sandwiches for life after getting a foot-long tattoo. Subway in Las Vegas throwing a block party because they did it. Was this a promotion with Bad Apple Tattoo?
Subway was having this big party to showcase their new menu items, and they partnered with Bad Apple, and there were different tattoos, like different levels of tattoos you could get for free Subway for a month, free Subway for a year, free Subway for life, and it was kind of a first come, first serve, but there were only 8 slots, and this guy, the super fan, scouted out the area before traveling, and he hired an Uber driver while he was still in a different state and asked the Uber driver to go past this place to see if there was anybody waiting in line, and there was nobody waiting in line. He camped out for a couple days. His sister, who lives in the area, brought him water, made sure he was fed. Apparently, the people at the tattoo shop made sure he had everything he needed as well. And when he got in there, he got a foot long.
What kind of silliness is that? Would you do
that? A lot. No. Goodness.
You do have a tattoo.
I do have tattoos. Yeah. I have a few tattoos. But no, I don't want anything that big. That's just kind of not my style, but to each their own. But a lot of different places do kind of have these little promos where if you get their logo tattooed, there's actually a restaurant in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That does that. If you get their logo tattooed, you can get, I think it's like one free sandwich a month or for like your life or whatever. I don't know what the exact promotion is, but it's something along the lines like that. Like, this isn't a one-off.
So maybe we can ask on we have a daily question or two on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and Twitter, Good Day On Air. Would you get a tattoo if you could get something in return? Payment? Special attention? Under what circumstances? See, I'd never get a tattoo. My son has tattoos all over his body, and we had this conversation when we first started. His mother was sick and dying when he was a youngster, and all the tattoos on his body are about his mother.
Oh, that's sweet.
I get that, yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's a very sweet kid, adult. Loved his mother. And so that's where, but when he first started getting him, I said, Brennan, aren't you worried about what is going to happen because the ink? And he said, Dad, the ink's safe now, yada, yada. So, you know, I just had to believe and trust that he, you know, what he wanted for him is what he got. He wanted it. And, you know, what will he say if his son Jasper wants to get tattoos? That'll be a very interesting conversation. Sophie, Brendan's wife and Jasper's mother, has a few tattoos, but nothing. I mean, like, Brendan has them everywhere. But it's, you know, it's a thing, much as anything else. All right, while we're in the restaurant row, here are some stories about scammers who are flooding restaurants with one-star reviews with one intention in mind, to extort money from the restaurants, right? You know how I got a call from a service rep at a car dealership where I was getting my car fixed last Friday. He wanted me to give him a good review, and the car isn't even fixed yet. He says, can I take you through what you have to say?
Can you fix my car first?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. But listen, what do you think about this, though? These restaurants that people, is there a business here? Is this what we are talking about with influencers? People who are getting bad reviews, and so when they contact the people that give the bad reviews, they want to get paid off. I want $75, and I'll take the bad review off of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. In the form of a Google Play gift card, even. And, yeah, these people, apparently it's the same group of people, and they've been contacting different restaurants across the states where they're leaving these just minimal stars, and then they let the restaurant know, we're going to start actually leaving full-blown reviews, negative reviews, unless you stop. And it is, or unless you pay up, and it really is astounding, beyond.
What people get away with, unbelievable. All right, well, listen, everybody's got their price. 44 past the hour, sunscreen products. What we need to know about all the people that are on vacation, are you putting sunscreen, the SP, whatever it is, all over your body? You may want to think that over. We'll tell you the story why after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so here we are with a dilemma, 46 past the hour, by the way, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We have a lot of focus on the weather because it's so hot and humid. We have a focus on the fires, and I don't know, we talk about it a little bit, but what can you do about it? It's just awareness, but other than that, it's just sensationalizing something that you can't really do much about. Here's something that you can do something about. This is a help from the warning that some banana boat sunscreen products have been recalled because there is benzene in them. Benzene is probably one of the most, if you have too much of it in your system, toxic things that you can be exposed to. And the aerosol cans have benzene in them. So benzene is not normally used, hello, duh, in banana boat products. I don't know this brand. Do you, Jay? Banana boats?
Yeah, they're pretty famous. They do a lot of just like the actual SPF lotion. They do the hair and scalp sunscreen sprays.
They do. All right.
Get on the boat, the banana boat.
Get on the boat, the banana boat, yeah. Okay, you want to sing jingles for a while? We can probably do Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun.
Tang, tang, tang-a-ling, yeah. Tang, tang, tang-a-ling. Right. That's an old one for you.
All right. So anyway, banana boat, maybe the bottom line here is if you have a banana boat sunscreen, you have a container of it, a tube of it, bring it back, get your money back. That's it. And don't buy it for a while till they tell you that it's okay. There's a number of different sunscreen products. There's stuff for your head, stuff for your arms, stuff for your face, stuff for your neck. And because so many people are out on the lakes, it's a great time. The water in the lakes, we have a number of them here in New England. Lake Winnipesaukee is a place where lots of people come from all over the country to go on to Lake Winnipesaukee. It's quite beautiful. It's big, and the water is warm. I have a friend of mine who's up there on his boat right now enjoying it, and his skin is pretty fair. So I would think he'd probably put this stuff on. If you're, isn't that the predicator of whether you put on, if you have fair skin like
you're
you
really
do?
Really fair, yeah, yeah. I burn. If I want to tan, I need to put on like self tanner or something. I burn or bust.
So benzene is a human carcinogen, and you don't want to inhale it. You don't want it on your skin. Remember, your skin is all, that's how your body breathes. Look at your arm, look at your leg, look at your skin, and you see all those pores. Well, the pores are actually breathing. The biggest organ in your body is your skin. And if you're putting stuff on it that's poisonous, that's going right into your system. And so you want to stay the heck away from it. So again, for now, I would stay away from those things. You got it, bring it back, get your money back. 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time. Good Day Health. This time it's Dr. Jack Stockwell who graces the airwaves with important information brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one weight loss formula in the world that helps people lose weight, more importantly, keeping it off. This is a process. Sometimes it's crash dieting. Sometimes it happens quickly, which is, by the way, Jack will tell you, is not good for your health. You got to lose weight intelligently and over time. But then when you lose the weight, you choose Calitrin because Calitrin helps you keep it off with their unique all-natural formula. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Jack will also tell you that that's very important to help repair your body, rebuild the lean muscle. So these are the industry's highest standards, and they practice what they preach there. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Go to toploss.com and check out at the, you can see any number of stories. They have different products, but this is the main product they have. Losing weight, keeping it off. The Dog Days of Summer sale on right now. You can get 90 days free supply by ordering right now using the Doug code, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping, too, at toploss.com. All right, so my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, got a nice new office. I'm looking forward to go out there and visit. I should probably go because of what's going on with my neck and shoulders. I probably should go tomorrow to see you. You want me to send you the MRI. They took the wrong side. I went to get an MRI last week. You'll love this. And instead of doing the most recent tear is on the left side. But they did the right side because that was a problem 8 years ago. And so why not take a shot of that? So I got to go back.
They're looking for further degeneration, but yes. Somebody misread the order sheet.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been talking about sunscreen here and how there's one company that has some benzene apparently in the sunscreen. What does benzene do? I tried, you may have heard me explaining it in my own way. Maybe you can do a better job of talking about sunscreen, what to use, and inappropriate ingredients like benzene, which is really horrible as far as I know. It's a poison.
Well, benzene was discovered, I think, about the mid-1800s. There's something called the benzene ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as an aromatic compound. It's in almost every organic chemical. It wasn't made. It was discovered. So it's been around, you know, since the dawn of time.
So it's a natural substance, in a sense.
Yeah, and it's in petroleum products. And anything, and then, 100 years ago or so when they decided, my goodness, we can just bypass Mother Nature and throw petroleum-based products, as they were producing gasoline and oil for vehicles 100 years ago, they always had a lot of byproducts left over. And if you have a gasoline or a crude oil distillery or refinery, I mean, in your neighborhood, every now and then you'll see this flame shooting up out of a pipe.
Yep.
They're burning off the stuff that they can't use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the stuff, they can't burn it because it's even more toxic, so they end up selling it as a byproduct. Kind of like sodium fluoride. They can't get rid of it, so they decided to put it in your drinking water.
Put it in our drinking water, things like that.
So benzene, it targets the liver, the kidney, the lung, the heart, the brain. It can cause DNA damage. There's warnings all over the place from the EPA. Stay away from this stuff. It's not for human consumption or human use. But it has a solvent factor. It smells sweet. In fact, if I remember right, one of the earliest uses of benzene over 100 years ago was an aftershave.
Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking about benzene, by the way. I remember that from the chemical. Remember in high school chemistry, you learned the charts of all of the H2O and CO2 and all that stuff, and benzene was one of the chemical compounds that we learned about. Isn't there something, benzene is used as a rocket fuel, I think, too.
Well, it's extremely, yes, it's not just toxic, it's very flammable.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm not familiar with the rocket fuel thing, but I wouldn't be surprised because it is, under concentrations, explosive.
Yeah.
But the EPA, I think, says something like 5 parts per billion would be the maximum contaminant level you could have in drinking water. 5 parts per billion, for Pete's sake. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about benzene being in some of these sunscreen products, I'll bet you the concentration is more than 5 parts per billion.
Absolutely. That's why there's a warning connected to it. All right, as they say, a word of the wise sufficient. Dr. Jack Stockwell from his Nooka Chiropractic Practice in Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.